Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. So today I want to speak about pilgrimage with body strength to exhaust our negativity. And everybody should do so. And everybody had done so 1,000 years ago. I want to give you ample proof that body strength exercise can be used to reset your life, get rid of your traumas, and connect with the Lord. Even with barefoot that went up or did the Kailash, they did everything to make it hard for the pilgrimage. Okay. It is well proven that body-oriented therapy like bioenergetic brings up the negative suppressed feelings and releases so the negative feelings and thought. So our negative emotions are creating all our negative thoughts. Think this over. You cannot change with your thoughts your emotion, but the emotions are driving our thoughts. So without pain, no gain. With special body exercises like bioenergetics and encounter under strain, we can free ourselves from our negativity. We have to undergo some pain, or more or less. Has sport or body strain through work the same effect? In London, they have science proven on thousands of depressive patients that through sport, depression will go. Every body exercise with strain will release a part of our negativity and give us some calmness in our mind. Think this over and do it. Okay? What is the most effective technique to do so? After my experience, so more strain, so better. Sounds masochistic. Okay. Some examples. I have done and still doing trekking. I have found out that the heavier the backpack, the more difficult the trek, and the more days we are trekking, the more we gain clarity and calmness in our minds. So I was near Pueblo, Mexico. Pueblo is so beautiful, and the mountain. So we climbed a volcano from an altitude of 2,900 to 4,500 meters in 3 hours. And in one and a half hour back, no? For sure that was fast. So I repeated the name of God with every step I took. The question is why? Try it out. After some time, you have much more energy and you can connect more easily with the Lord. So I had to go through my inside barriers to keep up the speed. My legs had been so exhausted that it was difficult to hike, and I had big breathing problems when we reached a higher altitude. Nevertheless, I still kept walking and repeating the name of God. After this train, all my negativity was gone, and I got confidence and could start a new life. So our ego wants to keep up the negativity, and so it will hinder us from releasing our negativity through exhausting our body. And it's telling us always to stop such activity where our body can be exhausted. Don't trust your ego. So in the past 1,000 years, it was for the majority normal to exhaust the body and so release daily their negativity. And for sure, life was happier than our life. It just depends of our body exercise, how happy we are. And this for 100% sure. So I wanted to trek from Manang to the Holy Muktinath Temple via the Torong La Pass, an altitude from 5,400 meters, and I could not do the Kailash Kora, but I hope I will do it this year. So life is not easy. We had landslides on the road to Manang. We needed 2 days to Manang. Normally, you have to stay 1 to 2 days in Manang for acclimatization at the high altitude. So I skipped that because we need 2 days to Manang. So every morning and evening, I meditated and did my Qigong to make sure to do everything for a true pilgrimage. So this three-day trek from Manang to Moktinath is very exhausting. On the last day, we had to climb 1,000 meter altitude to cross the Tong La Pass and then 2,000 meter down to Moktinath. I caught already a cold. So then you should not do such things, but I asked a porter, and they know much more than ourselves. They can exactly say how much time you need for this and this. And I've checked it again and again, they were true total. So they could see, okay, this guy needs this time, this guy needs this time, so I could trust them. I asked the porter what to do, and he said simply, go slowly, then you can do it. In the end, I could go only very slowly, 5 steps, and then pause to grab the air. Also, 1, 2, 3. At this altitude is only 1/6 of the oxygen than at sea level. So this is the reason. I could enjoy it, I could see so much more without chasing a goal. And then you see the Tibetan, they just go over it, and it was just nothing. And joking about us, we are with our bags and just they go over it. No. Just to be in the here and now surrounded by snow. So this was my attitude, just to be in the here and now. And so, and I had to go slowly. Finally, I crossed the Tong La Pass and could run down fast. I wanted air again. I repeated my mantra, and that gave me so much more power than usual and made me relaxed. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.